This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Hey, it's Sarah, one of the voices of IAP Radio, and I'm here at this moment to talk to you about coffee. Dave and I drink a lot of coffee, and for us, it's an all-day beverage. And if you want to get on our level, do so with Coffee Brothers Coffee. This is a two-person brother team, hence the name, that roasts all their coffee in small batches right out of New York City. Coffee Bros sources seasonal award-winning and specialty coffee focusing on high-scoring and high-quality blends. They do espresso roasts and single-origin coffees that are all small-batch roasted. You can experience complex taste notes from fragrant to aromatic to bold and rich. So head over to coffeebros.com, that's CoffeeBros.com, and use the promo code IAPRadio10 for 10% off your purchase. Again, that's coffeebros.com, and use the promo code IAPRadio10 for 10% off your purchase, and drink like Dave and I.
You're out! Should I talk slow or
slower than you normally do? I think we're working now, though.
We're working like we have jobs?
No, like you're not on a delay.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know. I think the interwebs has finally caught up to us.
I don't think so. I think it's here to kill us.
Well, we already know that. You killed my algorithm. Thank you so much.
I don't know how that happened. The internet will kill us all. It'll be all AI doing podcasts. I'm surprised there's not an AI podcast. No, I'm sure there is.
There has to be at this point. Yeah. Oh my god.
We better stop talking about the internet before it kills us. So hello and welcome to another episode of In a Pickle, the show that is dedicated to the less glamorous side of sports. I am your host, Dave Houghton. And with me today, who's not AI as far as I know, Sarah Raytalik. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello.
We really don't know.
I don't know.
I was going to say it could be a robot, but the reality is...
Robots don't shit that much.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Touché.
All right. So, episode 97, we are... just a few more steps closer to our 100th episode. The 100th episode is going to be a banger. Maybe. Or it could just be the same shit we do every day.
Yeah. It will be what we make it.
We are who they thought they were.
Be. I got something.
Can we talk real quick about that post of that photo that went viral of Steph Curry doing the golf swing and then that chick in the background with the Tig Ol' Bitties in the back? I posted that picture and she's a woman of the night.
She's an escort. She's not a woman of the night. A woman of the night is...
A dirty hooker? Like,
yeah, it's a streetwalker.
A dirty pirate hooker? Okay, so I've offended the escort community, I guess. So, can we talk about how the fact that she has replied to our picture on our Instagram page? So, Catherine Taylor has commented in our Instagram, and I must say, brr, all over that. So, that video, or that photo has went like hardcore viral, and now there's all sorts of memes and everything about it. It's great. And she was like, "Yo, anybody wants to talk shit, DM me." And I, that's great. And if you go to her profile, it says, "Come to my Twitter account where I talk shit all day," or something. And it's just like, "Hey, man, hey, I say good for her. She raised her rates to $1,500 a night or $1,500 an hour or whatever it was. Hey, get it. You know,
kudos to her. She's
a small business owner. Let's support her."
And she's all about just giving lonely guys company, and not, it's none of these over the pants handies like you like to give out.
OTPHJs.
Yeah. That's your bag. She's just there. She's like, "Oh shit, you just need a date. I'm here. You want to go out for dinner and have someone to talk to? I'm here.
I'm here.
You want to fucking message me and talk shit? I'm here.
I'm here." I wonder if she charges you to talk shit, because I wouldn't want to pay for that.
I don't know.
I talk shit to her.
I think.
I'm just saying.
Since she's a Sacramento fan, that she would just do it for free because it's so much shit to talk.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, well. But hey, good for her. She went viral and now she is getting paid. So,
holla. Get it.
Holla.
Get it.
I love that guy just staring at her. It's just like
from the front row with the two little kids next to him. And he's just like, he's looking up and it's just, it's all boobage. Classic.
Man, good form on Steph Curry. Great golf swing.
I wonder what his handicap is aside from Draymond Green.
Draymond Green and some bad knees. So, anyways, so speaking of people like Draymond Green, we got a rewind that I just want to get over with because I don't want to talk about this.
I don't want to talk about anymore. So we can finally close out on this and
So let's kick it off. Let's kick off this rewind and get in the news. So what is in this rewind?
Jackson Mahomes bullshit. So small recap, yada yada, charged with aggravated sexual battery from February of 2023. Yeah, we're not going into it. You have been living under a rock. That's on you. Oh, and yeah, we discussed how Vaughn, the victim, wasn't, you know, being cooperative with the police. Therefore, the felony charges have been dropped. However, it didn't stop the state from dealing with him, and he pled no contest and was sentenced to 6 months of unsupervised probation.
What a waste.
Yep.
6 months of unsupervised probation. What the hell is that? Just go on your way. Don't get in trouble for 6 months.
Call and check in.
Is it a call? Excuse me. Is unsupervised a call and check in thing?
I feel as though it is still a call and check in. You have to, unless they just have an app now.
Well, I'm sure for probation. They do. I'm sure they do.
On the app. You
know? He's just TikTok dancing at Patrick's house. He's like, "I'm here."
You mean
doing that shoulder strut thing, like in, out, in, out, whatever. This guy sucks. I wish he would go away.
We're done with him.
Well, we are done with him. Right, that's it. Unless he murders a bunch of people, then we'll talk about him. But
there's still a chance.
Yeah. Speaking of people that I have no idea why they're famous, this next story, when we get into the news, I don't get. I mean, I know that he created Prime, or is he like the 50 Cent of Prime, where he invested in Prime? Jake Paul.
I thought he and his brother were just famous from YouTube clips. And just being,
well,
YouTube,
I like know they, why they're famous, because they're stupid and they do.
Yeah, I don't know anything. I don't know any of that stuff because I genuinely don't give a shit.
I don't know. All I know is that my kid collects the Prime bottles. He's got every color, and we got him a case of Prime for Christmas 1 year.
Well,
I mean, they're good drinks. I'm not promoting Jake Paul, or is that who it is? Jake Paul? Is that am I saying this right?
Yeah.
Anybody with two first names is not believable anyway. So. So we got him. We got Glass Jaw Joe fighting a 57-year-old Mike Tyson. And I will tell you straight out, I will pay for this one. I would buy this one.
Okay, so this is going to happen July 20th. Have you seen the videos of Mike Tyson training?
Not recent videos.
Need to see this. Like, we need to have a party. This is going to be some wild ass shit.
Yeah.
Because he's like, like, intense. He's still just built.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Fucking brick house.
He's just got a built dad bod now.
Oh,
you know,
and his legs are still, they're still muscular and still giving him that support that he needs to give that power punch.
Right.
And I went down a rabbit hole of some people being like, Mike Tyson's too old. He's going to get laid out. And I'm like, there is no fucking way Mike Tyson is getting laid out by this dude. No fucking way. I don't.
Jake Paul's not even going to be able to land a punch. All right. So just say Jake Paul hits him, right? And he gets a couple of good swings in. One punch from Mike Tyson's going to knock that dude out. It's almost, they have to do this for a charity thing where they say all the proceeds that people spend via pay-per-view and all this shit going to charity, because I'm not gonna spend $65, $70, $80 on a pay-per-view match that I know is going to last 3 seconds.
Right.
One punch from Mike Tyson, I don't care how fucking old he is, Jake Paul's not gonna have a jar anymore.
No.
I'm telling you, that thing's gonna be in the back of his head. It's gonna be like Daffy Duck when he shoots himself with the shotgun. And the beat goes all the way behind him. I'm telling you, that dude's face is going to be no longer available for YouTube. It's going to be something.
Oh, it's such a great image. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
And I got to say, the internet wins again when they showed all those photos of Glassjaw Joe and Mike Tyson from the old Mike Tyson's Punch-Out game, because that is great.
So good.
Because that is exactly what Jake Paul looks like. He does look like Glassjaw Joe.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I can't wait to see this.
Going to be phenomenal.
I'm gonna try to see if one of the bars will get it. That way we could just pay like a ticket fee to get in, and we can watch it there instead of like me renting it at home, because I don't want to spend 60, 70. It's gonna be expensive. I know it is.
Oh yeah,
I know it is.
How could you not? It's such a generational thing too.
Absolutely.
So when this happens, he's already going to be 58. So you're going to have all those Gen Xers, our generation, are hungry for this, because we all want him to beat the shit out of this weasel looking motherfucker.
Right. It's going to be the get off my lawn battle.
It really is.
Yeah. I'm excited. I can't wait.
I need
it's going to be great. I need this in my life right now. I need someone to tell someone to get off their lawn. So, yeah, let's go. So, all right. What else is going on in the world of sports?
Okay. The NBA has fined Minnesota Timberwolves center Rudy. Yep.
Rowdy.
Hello.
Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert, $100,000 for his inappropriate and unprofessional gesture toward a referee. Gobert received a technical foul in the fourth quarter after mimicking a money gesture with his hands towards the refs, implying that gambling interests are influencing NBA games.
All right. So I don't disagree with his words.
Facts.
It's hard not to think that gambling hasn't affected the referee's state of mind one way or another. Now, I'm sure that the NBA and all the other major sports are doing their due diligence by making sure that no officiating crew is betting on social media or on any of these sites.
Games, yeah.
Yeah. But that's not to stop your buddy from betting on it, you know,
right,
and you splitting the profits. it's easier to bet now because everything's done on apps. It's not like what's his name, Donaghy. You know, you had to go to a bookie.
Right.
Rudy Gobert has always been outspoken, and I understand his frustration with this whole thing. Is he right? I mean, obviously we'll never know, but you fine him $100,000 for making inappropriate hand gestures with the money sign, but you're only fining Draymond Green $25,000 for being a complete dickhead.
Why I think that is because there is some truth behind it.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. There has to be. There has to be.
There's so much truth that the NBA is trying to silence anyone who speaks up about it.
Right.
But you start looking at how everybody is being... So when, like, the Lakers play anybody.
Right.
You know, when you look at free throws and fouls lined up against the Lakers, of course the opposing team has the highest foul percentage versus the Lakers, and the Lakers have the highest free throw rate at the line versus the opposing team.
Yeah.
And when you go back and watch footage, it is that every tiny minuscule call, somebody sneezes, foul. There is something to be said when you go back this, especially this season, and you look at some of the calls.
Yep.
It does put into question, all right, do we start looking at the money lines and seeing what is there? Do we dive a little bit deeper? The NBA is the worst organization right now. Everyone I have spoken to this year about this season has said it has been the worst season that they have watched.
Really?
It is not. Yeah. And aside from, you know, watching the Celtics, it's just a lot of everybody has to make all these shots. Now, I will say a lot of people have to make these shots because of point spreads.
Right.
So that's also putting offensive pressure on these guys that they need to hit the point spread. So if their buddy's betting on them to hit, you know, 45 points or three threes, they're going to try to get that nonstop.
Right. Right. And we saw that whole thing. The story came out not too long ago and was quickly swept under the rug, where LeBron James's business partner was getting in trouble for gambling.
Yeah.
And, you know, was LeBron a part of it? The NBA will forever say no, because they cannot take that cash cow away. But was LeBron a part of it? I mean, there is a strong possibility. I don't want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but, like, maybe he's smarter than that, where he stays away from that, and he had no idea his business partner was going on. Someone like Rudy Gobert, who is saying that the refs are calling mismanaged plays and, you know, they're doing it for gambling purposes, is almost going to fall on deaf ears because he's such a outspoken goof.
Because of who he is. If he didn't, I feel as though if he didn't have that COVID incident 4 years ago.
Yeah, the anniversary just happened.
Yeah,
4 years ago on Sunday.
If that didn't happen, and a lot of the other things that he says didn't happen, then they might look into it. But knowing his history with the media and his history on the court with not being so quiet,
right,
they're not going to take it seriously.
Now, if you got a guy like Klay Thompson or Jimmy Butler or even Steph Curry came out and said that, then it would have a much louder voice.
Right.
But when you get some goof like Rudy Gobert saying it, he's just saying it because he's pissed off. You know,
he's saying it because he's on the opposing team.
Right.
That is getting the foul called against him so the other team can make the point spread.
But we also knew all this shit was going to happen eventually, where gambling was gonna take its effect on sports.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, gambling has always had an effect on sports, even before all these apps and shit. So it didn't matter. Yeah. But like now, of course, like everybody can do it. You know, I put some money down last night on the Oscars, for Christ's sake. You know, best picture, best whatever, best blah, blah, blah. And I lost it all because I'm not really sure how to gamble anymore or at all. And, you know, you can bet on anything. And why the hell not? Sometimes it's fun. But if it's going to affect the bottom line of the sport and the integrity of the sport, well, then you get another situation like baseball and steroids, right?
Right.
Where what are you going to do? You have to have a huge investigation. And then what? These franchises, these leagues are not going to investigate something like that because of these sports books giving so much money in advertising.
Right.
I mean, we're talking millions of dollars in advertisement.
Yeah.
Plus, every retired NBA player is now doing a DraftKings or a MGM.
Yeah, they're a spokesperson now. Everyone.
Yeah. So you can't. It's way too. Adam Silver is not going to stop $100 million a week coming into the NBA's pocket.
No.
Because FanDuel needs to go away. No fucking way.
It's a cash cow.
They would rather kill everybody who says something about him than get rid of them.
It feels as though right now that the only sport that has any sort of integrity when it comes to sports betting is the NHL. Because it's something where with the goals and with game wins and this, you know, you can go and you can bet on Vegas at home and Vegas is going to win because Vegas is at home.
Right.
You know, it's not an upset to shift it.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the one thing that the husband has consistently all season lightly gambled on here and there is only hockey. Aside from football season, and he was upset with football season. He's dabbled in a couple basketball games, and he's like, this was a sure thing. I don't understand. And I'm like, because this shit is rigged, motherfucker.
Absolutely.
It is rigged. Stick with
every
hockey.
Every basketball bet that I've made, I have lost on. Even though they say it's a sure thing.
Statistically,
yeah,
it is a sure thing. Statistically, it should absolutely be a sure thing. You can't. And then when you look back at your loss and you dig a little bit deeper and you look at and this is what the husband does. He goes back to the game and does the analytics based off of the calls and the fouls and who received more calls, who had more free throws, where the technicals. He goes in there and he's like, this shit's rigged. This shit's rigged.
Yeah.
Every time he's done a basketball bet, that is how he's been able to see that, no more betting on the NBA.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one sport that I just can't bet on anymore because it is. You don't know. It's been rigged since the dawn of time. I mean, there was a whole thing back in the 70s where the Knicks were rigging games in order to pay bookies and drug dealers. It's just been throughout the whole time. And it's just like, whatever. You know, people are still going to do it. It doesn't matter. But just know that you might as well just open up your window and throw the money out there because you're not going to get anything.
You know,
for every 100 bets you make in the NBA, you might win 10% of them only because statistically you have to win something, right?
If that, I don't even know if it's going to be 10%. I would say maybe a solid 3.
Yeah. I mean, unless you bet all the shit that's not going to win you any money. Like, you know, if it's -125 and that's what you bet on. And you win because it's a sure thing. You know, you're not going to bet. You're not going to win anything with high odds.
No.
You know, no way. No way. So anyways. So, yeah, Rudy Gobert, he's crazy. And or is he?
I don't think he is.
I don't think he is either. I think he's got something going here. This is definitely. I mean, if he didn't give everybody COVID 4 years ago, he would have. That would have rang loud. But.
Yeah, it would have had legs and ran.
Yep. Well, he ruined it himself. So,
womp.
Speaking about loud, what's going on with the Flyers?
John Tortorella.
This guy. You know what's funny about John Tortorella? I've always loved this guy because
I
he's
love
so
this guy.
Outspoken.
Love him.
I'm going to be so upset where finally he just doesn't, he can't have an NHL job anymore.
Oh, I love him. And there's one interview that the husband constantly, constantly plays for me. It's very rude. Makes me want to punch him in the throat.
Is it the one where he was on the Columbus Blue Jackets?
And he's talking about the Penguins.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think he was on the Rangers. He was coaching the Rangers at the time.
Yeah.
And he's talking about the Penguins. And he's like, yeah, if our team was a bunch of babies that freaking threw their bodies on the ice, he's like, that team's a bunch of assholes and prima donna. And he's just going off about the Penguins.
Yeah.
I'll be sound asleep and the husband will play that clip over my ear and be like, your team sucks.
So what did John Tortorella do?
So he refused to get off the bench after he was kicked out of the game during the first period. He stood there like a child refusing to eat their broccoli. Like, no,
the
I'm
video
not
is
leaving.
Awesome.
I'm not leaving. Yeah. No. And he's like, come over here and tell me. Come over here and make me. But like, he's just so defiant. Oh my God. I watched it several times and I could not stop laughing. And rightfully so, they had a missed call. I watched back I don't know, it could have gone the other way. It seemed as though it was the right call, but there was a penalty that he did not agree with, that he disagreed with, and he was pissed about it, got infuriated, was yelling at the refs, was swearing, and they were like, yeah, we've had enough, you need to go. And he was fined $50,000 and suspended for 2 games.
But what's the best part about this whole thing?
Before the game, they did a tribute in honor of the 20th anniversary of the Lightning's 2004 Stanley Cup winning team, which he had coached.
That is the best part. We're doing a tribute to the team that you won a cup with. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
It would have been great if he pulled like a Bobby Valentine thing and came back with like a mustache and a wig on. Remember when Bobby Valentine got kicked out of the Mets?
God, yes.
And he came back and he had a little mustache and sunglasses on. I think John Tortorella come back with like a long haired wig and a dress on. God. I'm the assistant. I'm the assistant equipment manager. Just here to go Flyers.
They would have to like cover up his hand though, and he'd have a glove on.
Yeah,
because of his surgery that he had.
Right.
Oh my God, I can't.
What's that surgery from? Did he break a bone punching a wall or something? I would love to see what his house looks like. I bet you there's holes in the wall everywhere from him just punching broken hockey sticks everywhere.
He is amazing.
Books and paper
so
all over the floor when he just
many levels
cleans his desk off with the one quick swoop.
So many levels. He is amazing.
Oh, he's so funny.
And for, you know, I'm not a Flyers fan. However, I will say he did shape up that team this year. And then, of course, the scandal broke and then they didn't have goaltending.
They lost their goaltender, yeah.
But they're slowly getting back. They'll be really good next year. And I really hope that they keep him on board he's perfect for Philly.
Right.
He's so fucking perfect. And everybody loves him. So I think that was a smart move.
Whenever he loses his job with a team, I'm always surprised that they got rid of him. You know, because
he probably walked in and was like, this is what you motherfuckers are doing wrong. You want to fire me?
Right.
He's like, fuck you, you're cool, fuck you, I'm out.
Right. Who's coming with me?
Yeah.
This is like, what, his 58th coaching job within the last 20 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's everywhere.
That's great. Every time I see him on a new team, I'm like, oh, no shit.
Yeah.
he doesn't coach the Rangers anymore or the Blue Jackets or whatever else he was on.
He's a it's great. Journeyman.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. He's got it, though. He's got the fire in him.
He's the guy who knows the ins and outs of all teams' operations. Yeah. So if he wanted to just blow up your entire organization, he's the guy. You need to at least have some kind of good terms with him because I'm sure he has dirt on every organization.
Sure, he's just got a file.
Yeah.
The file's just been thrown off his desk. You know, the papers are everywhere. You know?
Where is that paper? Run, fire.
He puts on the hockey gloves right before he gets in the house just to punch the wall. Great. So, John, if you're listening, a wig and a nice little dress, and you can be back on the bench. It's fine. Or a mustache, even though he has a beard. But whatever.
But so, he comes in with the glasses that have the wire, the little mustache.
Oh, yeah.
He takes off his glasses and puts on those glasses.
Yep. I like that.
The nose. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. That's what he should do. We should send him a pair. Next time you get kicked out, just put this on.
Put them on. Nobody will know.
Nobody will know. They'll never know. Like, who's that guy? Oh, don't worry about him. So. All right, so what else is going on in sports? We got a real piece of shit coming out of the NFL. Surprise.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Finally, though, finally something happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
Finally, there's some accountability, which is what we need more of.
Right.
Chad Wheeler, who is an ex-NFL lineman, was sentenced to almost 7 years in prison after he was found guilty on the vicious attack of his then girlfriend in 2021.
Now, I don't remember, but I'm sure we talked about this. Finally, someone is not only getting in trouble for domestic assault, but now, 7 years.
Seven years.
That's a good clip of time. That's some serious shit.
Long time.
I'm sure he won't serve all seven, but although he might, because he looks like a mean motherfucker, he might do some damage in prison. Who knows?
That's the thing. I don't think that he's going to stay the course in prison. I feel as though he's going to be angry
all
the time.
Yeah.
So he was found guilty of first and second degree assault domestic violence, ordered to undergo a mental health evaluation, and will be placed under community supervision for 3 years after his sentence has been served.
Wow, so he's got 7 years in prison and then 3 years of just basically not house arrest, but serious supervision.
Yes.
So this dude's serving 10 with somebody inside his asshole.
Absolutely.
More or less.
Yeah. Which... he has hope in prison for him. Rip that shit apart.
I don't know. He's a big dude.
Even the biggest guys fall, and they fall the hardest.
He might be the aggressor. He's got long hair, too. It's pretty.
Yeah, you can pull it nice from the back.
Anyways.
In 2021, so this is what had transpired. In 2021, Wheeler claimed he had been having a manic episode where he had beaten his girlfriend so badly that she was left bloody. He had strangled her twice, causing her to lose consciousness both times. She suffered a fractured humerus and dislocated elbow.
Ooh, dislocated elbow. I can only imagine how friggin' painful that is.
And do you know that was her trying to run away and him grabbing her arm?
Right.
And dislocating her elbow.
She was like pushed to the floor and she braced herself.
Yes.
Oh,
and fell away.
Man. I remember years ago, my wife and I, it's 12 years ago. My wife and I were at a wedding and she was pregnant at the time with our son. And this drunk girl fell on her. And my wife was sitting in a chair with an armrest.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife went to go grab the girl who was falling. And all her weight fell on my wife and snapped her elbow over the chair, and her arm just went backwards. And it was the grossest thing ever. And she was 8 months pregnant at the time and needed surgery. Now she has all these screws and pins inside of her elbow. And oh man,
fuck that.
And she couldn't have any painkillers because of the pregnancy. That's why everyone's like, you know, you want to see someone strong. Take a look at my wife. Not only did she have to deal with me, but then she broke her elbow and had no painkillers and then pushed out a baby 3 weeks later.
Insane.
Oh man.
Is your wife.
Hey, sometimes sneeze and I'm like, oh, I'm done for the week.
The lesson here is just let the drunk chick fall, because she's not going to feel anything.
That's what I
said. She's drunk. She's just going to bounce off the ground. She's fine. Yeah. She'll bounce right back up.
She'll be fine. They tried to send flowers in the hospital, too, and I was like, thanks, but you probably know. You probably know who
it
is.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, and I know who it is.
Anyways, all right, so we're at the biggest pickle. So, Sarah, who is this week's biggest pickle?
Antonio Brown.
Wow, where has he been?
I had to make him the biggest pickle for, you know, old time's sake. And I feel as though he is going to give us even more stuff this year. He's going to give us more content. He's going to give us more crazy. I feel it. I feel it in my bones.
Is this podcast real? Like, is his podcast with Chandler Jones a real thing? Is that going to happen?
Okay. Did you read it? Did
you
read it?
You go. You go. Tell us why Antonio Brown is this week's biggest pickle.
Okay, first, let's start out with how Los Angeles Superior Court is ordering Brown to write a check for $1 million to Shuki International after he was sued last April for borrowing and or not paying for the signature diamond fingers he was given that are estimated to be worth $500,000 per finger.
Per finger?
Per finger. And there's a picture of him, and there's like two or three of them. But the court was like, just give $1 million. So he was either ordered to give them back or pay for them. Like a normal person. This is
right.
He is a jeweler. He is a professional jeweler. He's done pieces for all sorts of athletes and musicians. With this whole sort of thing, he'll design it. He'll give it to you. And it's either you can borrow it for whatever you want to do, a photo shoot, a music video, whatnot.
Right.
He'll take it back and then like take the diamonds off and create something else with it. Or you can buy it from him.
Right.
Not a big deal. And that's a really great, he's building that rapport, and he's built it over the
years.
I mean,
it's a good way to build your brand too. If you're designing something for someone and they go to like an award show, like, oh, who are you wearing? I'm wearing Suzuki International, you know? Yeah. And they're like, oh, wow, blah, blah, blah. And then everybody goes there. Of course, it's free advertising.
Exactly. Exactly. And this guy unfortunately hitched his wagon to Antonio Brown.
Obviously, he doesn't listen to this show.
Yeah, and we know how Antonio Brown does not like to pay for his kids. Never mind pay for jewelry.
Yeah.
So that is, we're still waiting for him to write a check to this poor guy. And I'm sure when that happens, there'll be a live stream.
I'm sure. Here's a $1 million check. And then he just cuts it, eats it. Yeah. You know?
He does something. So
he keys, there's the two fingers.
Yeah.
The two diamond fingers. He's like, come and get them. Oh, man.
So that's one. Two. So I really hoped better for him to not have crossed this bridge. But again, we have to go back to how he was with Tom Brady with the Giselle incident.
Yeah.
So Antonio Brown had released an AI image of him in a Steelers uniform, open mouth kissing Taylor Swift with the caption, "Move over, Giselle. what these Swifties talking about. And Giselle is spelt J-I-Z.
damn it.
And the hashtag used at the end is hashtag CTESPN.
Yeah. So he is agreeing with the fact that he has CTE.
No, that's the name of their podcast.
No, I know it is, but I mean.
Oh, yeah. He knows. If
him
you
and Chandler
go,
Jones both have a both huge have case of CTE.
Of CTE combined. It's off the scale. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. Now, I wonder if ESPN is going to allow this to happen.
I don't know. Cause
I don't think they can. They could call it CTE.
They could do it CTE-SPN, because then it's CTE spin.
Yeah.
So it's all about how they present it. But there is a social media account on Instagram already there. He's already said him and Chandler Jones are going to do this. I don't know. Again, you can't believe any word that comes out of this man's mouth, because it's kind of off the rails.
I got to tell you, I'll listen.
Well, I'm ready for the segment that is the cracker of the month.
They're just copying our show, goddammit.
Serious.
I mean, we both have CTE.
Yeah.
Is that a real segment? Cracker of the month?
Cracker of the month.
But they fucking definitely stole it from us. We're the biggest pickle.
Yeah.
Good. Antonio Brown's this week's biggest pickle. Stealing our ideas. Antonio Brown, if you're listening, we'd love to have you on board. You could be the third co-host.
Chandler
Jones, too.
Yeah, too.
Come on.
Oh my
God. Of a panel of four. We'll be a double stuffed Oreo. We could change the name of the show to that, too. Can you say that? Is that okay? Oh, I broke Sarah. all right. So there you go. Antonio Brown, this week's biggest pickle. So good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad he's coming back around, because, you know, we need more crazy in our lives, I guess.
Well, I'm waiting for the Swifties to really get behind this, because, you know, they don't know Antonio Brown. They just know Taylor Swift's boyfriend plays football. They don't know him. Once this finally hits,
yeah,
he might not exist anymore.
You can't cross the Swifties.
Right.
You can't do it. All right. So that's going to do it here for us at In a Pickle. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Go over to IAPradio.com and check out all of our social media accounts. Go over to the deluxeeditionnetwork.com and listen to all the podcasts on the Den Network, especially Sarah's Generation Mixtape.
Holler.
Oh, sounded like that guy from SNL. Mike Myers. Bill Hartman. All right, anyways. I'm losing my mind, Sarah. I should be on CTESPN. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. You could always follow Sarah at DaddyOSportsCards.com. No, not .com. You can always follow Sarah at DaddyOSportsCards on Instagram, where you can also follow us all over the place. Like, listen, share, review. Give us a little bit of review and boost us up the charts.
One of us.
Go over to Coffee Bros and sponsor and help out. No, fuck, man. I don't know what the fuck.
What is wrong with you?
It's CTE.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I'm tired. It's been a long
man.
Yeah. Check out our sponsor, Coffee Bros. Use the promo code. What's our promo code? You know what our promo code? Oh, check out it. You know, I'll just fucking cut this out of the show. I don't give a shit.
What is our promo code?
IAP10.
Is it IAP Radio 10?
Ah.
I don't know. I just recorded it.
That's true. Yeah, you did a good job. Sarah, we got anything else?
I got nothing.
No. All right. So, for Sarah Ray Talek, I'm Dave Houghton, and we will see you next time, as long as I can get out of this room. Goodbye.
Bye.
Maybe I am having a stroke.
I think you are. Your face is droopy. Oh, isn't wait a minute. No, that's your regular face.
I'll sing a happy birthday song.
Woof.
This has been a Mayday Media production.